Welcome to another exciting show of Transformation. Prosper with Wayne, creating wealth, health, and happiness in your life with your host, life and business coach, author, entrepreneur, and lover of life, Wayne Sutton. Prepare to become excited, expand your beliefs, and truly prosper in all the areas of your life. Enjoy.
Thanks for jumping on board another episode. Run over now. Yes, go to gofulltimecoaching.com. Gofulltimecoaching.com. Yesterday we said you must learn to control your own state. You must have control of your control, your state, your movements, your actions, your discipline. Today I want to talk about leadership. We're going to learn how to control others. If you cannot influence others to come on board and hire you as a coach, you'll never be able to influence them to change and transform their life. So it begins with controlling your own state, that slow, natural, deep, controlled posture, your movements, everything that says, I am in control. Number two, discipline. Having that personal level of discipline that will be congruent through your communication as you speak. Now, today, let's jump into another level. Today is leadership. The word leadership is very popular all around the business world. There's leadership coaches. There's books on leadership. So what does leadership mean? To be simple and precise, leadership is the art and ability, the art and ability to automatically produce followers, to automatically produce followers. Anything else falls under management. So I can manage people. Think about maybe a job that you've had. Maybe you had managers that could manage. That means they could tell you what to do. They could discipline or reward you, but they were managing you. And then there's true leaders that you follow. Here's the difference. A manager is usually, you maybe respect that person, but you don't follow that person. If they leave the company, they go to another state, you're not going to pack up your family and move. But a true leader, you may go, hey, where are you going? Let me follow you. And it's automatic. Leadership is a combination of behavior, lifestyle, confidence, humility, and that congruency that communicates. And it communicates on an unconscious or subconscious level to your subjects. So they trust you. They want to follow you. People will follow. People will naturally follow. They'll say, oh, that person's very charismatic. They have a great magnetism about them. They're very irresistible. But the truth it is, just the fact that they have either naturally walk in a role of leadership or they've been trained to walk in. And I'm going to ask you to train yourself. Maybe, listen, there's probably some level you're naturally a leader anyway. That's why you're a coach or a consultant. But what if you could train and improve that? What if there were ways to become a better leader and just implement these? I'm going to give just a few tips, that you can do that will automatically begin to form leadership. In fact, I think I'll give five this morning. I have a list of 20 that we're going to teach in our Wealthy Coach program. All 20, and we're going to take each of these 20 and break them down into ways to make it automatic. Number one is keep interested and focused on your own well-being. Now, yes, we're to serve others, but you have to put on your oxygen mask first. So your own well-being, that means the way you take care of you, your own healthy self-discipline, your own everything from your own grooming and your own health and your own exercise, your own diet plan. Listen, people, imagine, this may sound silly, but there's unconscious clues here. If you meet with someone and they decide to grab a water, maybe with lemon in it, and they have a salad for lunch and you're talking about business. Oh, the next person, they order a Diet Coke and a cheeseburger and the grease is running off of it. And listen, that sounds good. I'm not saying it's not a good meal. What I'm saying is unconsciously, you would relate the person that's eating healthier as someone to follow. It's just the way the human mind works. Okay, and I'll get into the psychology of that later. I'm not saying don't have the Diet Coke. I'm not saying don't have the cheeseburger and a beer. What I'm saying is present yourself and become one of well-being. Let that be the exception, not the rule. Okay. Now, that's number one. Number two, plan your days in your life in advance to reduce anxiety. When we don't have, when we don't wake up with an agenda, we don't wake up with a plan, what happens is we spend mental energy trying to create or trying to achieve our goals when we have no agenda to make it a reality. Or, without the agenda, we wake up without the plan, we do not accomplish, and hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. Now, there's two more I want to give you. Actually, let's do three more. Listen to others. Listen to others. Active listening. Active listening. Number one rule of a coach, you must be able to hear what they're saying on a conscious and unconscious level. You need to hear them. You need to know the right ways to get them to continue talking so you can dig deeper into what they need. Number four, never complain. Now, this is a tough one, to never complain. But if we don't complain, see, people that hear people complain, it shows a level of weakness. Also, if we look at something that is negative and think, how can I make it better? Look at something that's negative and think, how can I make it better? And number five, never criticize unless absolutely necessary. Now, this can be a tough one. Because as a coach or consultant, we need to correct. We need to show distinctions, but we can do it in a place without criticizing. When we criticize others, it brings a negative energy. It does not bring this role of a leader. Listen to me. Many people think of leaders, they think of presidents or presidential candidates. What do? They criticize other people, though. It isn't how we should build ourselves up as a leader. It isn't a race to be won. This isn't a poll to get the most votes. This is changing your life so you can change the life of others. It's five short little, each one of these I could teach on for 2 hours. And we have 20 of these. But I wanted to give you just an overview. So go back and listen to this podcast again. Recognize how you can become a more effective leader. Do you want to become that effective leader? Pick up some books on leadership. If you're going to be leading other people, make sure that you know how to lead. Make sense? Okay, guys, begin with our book. So go to lifecoachlifestyle.com. Download the book, lifecoachlifestyle.com. How to become a six-figure life coach, how to get certified, trained, and walk into a proven blueprint, a marketing blueprint. Also, jump over to our website, gofulltimecoaching.com or prosperwithwayne.com. It'll take you to the same website. Watch our webinar. Jump on board with us. If you're not at $10,000 a month as a coach or consultant, get in touch with us. Let us get you started. Let us get you there. If you are at 10 or 15,000 and you're stalled, you're stuck, and you want to scale your business, get in touch with us. So, what is it again? GoFullTimeCoaching.com or ProsperWithWayne.com. And be here tomorrow as we go into another level of how to control others by controlling these character traits within yourself. This is Wayne Sutton. God bless.
Thanks for joining us again at Prosper with Wayne. Be sure to subscribe to us for more exciting, life-changing episodes. Go today, in fact. Go now to prosperwithwayne.com and enter your email for our exclusive newsletter and other resources. God bless and go prosper.